Justin, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. It's good to have you here with us. Can you give people the skinny on the MLM 2 Pro, which is the new product from you guys at Repsoto?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Just launched at the PGA show. It is essentially the next evolution from us, from our launch monitor. So our current product, which has been out since 2019, has been a great product for us. The original MLM, so there was a radar component, and we use your phone or tablet. And we really listen to our, consumers, the market, and kind of this next evolution of the product, which is the MLM 2 Pro. So we have two cameras integrated into the product. So one is the Impact Vision camera, which is a 240 frames per second camera where you can kind of see what's happening there. We got still the Shot Vision camera, which you can see your swing from down the line with the shot tracer, as well as a radar. So with that technology, now we have the ability to have swing replays in three different ways. Simulation is now brought to it. So you got 30,000 courses. You can set up your home, play courses on the range. And now we actually have spin, measured spin as a metric. So it's a really exciting feature set, and it's also available to Android users, which the current, the first product, the MLM, was not. So we're really excited about the new product.
Yeah, the Android piece is huge for me because I am, for better or for worse, an Android guy, an Android lifer. So, hey, this opens it up to me now, which is great news. I've been able to use it in other people that have it that are iOS people. But then, you can't use it if on your regular phone. So that's really good news. What was there difficulty in trying to expand it to allow Android users to be able to access the Repsoto platform? Or what did that kind of look like? What is that workload of making that accessible?
Yeah, so it's just kind of the first product, we have the camera in the unit, and with Apple it's a lot easier just because they come out with a couple of the new phones a year, new devices, and the cameras are pretty much the same. But with Android, there's so many different phones, there's so many different camera models, and we really wanted to put out a product that we could support and have that accuracy behind. And with the current model, it was just really hard to put the resources to do that. So with the second one, integrating the cameras in there, it makes it accessible to everyone. So you still, need to use your phone to connect to the device and get your data, but now it's, we're opening it up. So I know there's going to be a lot of happy Android users. We've heard you loud and clear.
And what does the upgrade look like over, an iOS or Apple camera versus a 240 frame per second camera that's now on board?
Yeah, so the cameras that are integrated is this 240 frames per second, and that's kind of where we're measuring the spin with that. You can kind of see it. It's really cool, the turf interaction. The other camera, the Shot Vision camera, is a 2K camera, a wide lens camera. So it gives you the ability to see every single shot down the line and see that shot tracer. So, it's pretty high quality.
For the kind of YouTube creators of the world that love having shot tracer on their videos, whether that's a short or a full-length video, are they going to find that this is going to give them what amounts to kind of a tour-like presentation when they're trying to show off to their friends with what they're doing on the golf course?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of our top feature on our current app is people watching their swings. So like, this is something that they love to do, right? I think there's probably one in there, like you want to see like your greatest shot, but you're also kind of diagnosing it, and it's a great way to share. So that shot tracer ability is, people, we've gotten so used to it, on TV, and it's so cool to actually see what's happening. So I think just kind of understanding whether you're looking at your data before and trying to remember what the ball did, or just like sharing it with your buddies, it's definitely our top feature in there.
What percentage of folks actually take their unit, and now they might do it even more with the, the level two, what percentage take them on the course with them while they play and while they're practicing versus folks that maybe just use it exclusively on the range?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't have the specific numbers on that, but there's definitely, it's definitely a product that's designed for either your home or range setup, but it's really portable. So we do have a high number of users. I mean, I take it on the golf course with me all the time, normally with like my drive shots or the par threes, because it's so easy to just set up and go, and you can keep it going. So, I don't know the numbers on that, but I love doing it because I kind of love seeing, hey, what are my stats like when I'm on the range, hitting the stock driver? And what is it like when I'm, got maybe have a little bit more adrenaline, or maybe not, maybe it's a tight fairway and I'm not swinging as hard. So it's really easy to bring on the course if you want.
Yeah, that's the thing I noticed in the times that I've been able to use it is it's in the palm of your hand, set it down where you're hitting the ball, and you can do this. And you don't really have that advantage with every other portable launch monitor or not so portable launch monitor in the market. So that's got, I would imagine for some folks that, like you said, want to see the difference between range and reel, with, you know, that's a selling point.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not, as you said, it's small. So like you could even just put it in your bag in between shots. I mean, put it in the cart. It's very, very simple to move around. So yeah, you just need to set it up behind you about six and a half feet and you can let it rip.
Now for the simulation component, is there a subscription piece to it, or is this come out of the box with the 3,000 courses, and how does that work?
Yeah. So when you buy the product, the first year subscription's included. So when you get it, we partnered with Callaway is a piece of it I don't think I mentioned earlier. So it comes with three marked golf balls, which is the Callaway Chrome Soft X RPT balls. So there's a design on the outside and how we're able to measure the spin and spin axis incredibly accurately. So we haven't done independent testing yet, but that's, kind of our internal testing that we do rigorously. It's within about 75 RPMs of a GC quad level unit, which when you think about a 20 grand unit versus, $700 unit, it's pretty mind blowing. But that gives us the ability to indoors, it comes with a sleeve of those, and then you're fully set up. So you have the full membership package. You can play 30,000 courses. We have a 3D range. You can also just bring it to the, on your range outside and use your range ball and play simulation as well. So, we're really excited about that. We've also partnered with Awesome Golf and E6, where if you kind of want a different, software package or you're used to something else, you can integrate our product and use their software. So a lot of really cool options to have your sim set up.
And Awesome Golf is great. I mean, they have so much stuff for kids. I mean, it was born out of being built for kids that's a great, great product too, to be able to have that integration option is nice.
Yeah, no, it's really fun software. And the thing that's great about ours too, is you can kind of make your experience whatever you want it to be. So like, if you want to just like, hey, like I don't have a ton of space at home, I have a garage, you can get a mat and a net in our unit and just use your iPad, for sim, or you can maybe get a TV in there and, the iPad can plug in or AirPlay to the TV, or you can get a projector and get a big setup and get, the E6 or Awesome Golf or our software. So it's a really cool that you can really, customize your sim experience with the software and kind of home setup you want.
What are the space requirements that people would need to follow to be able to do that indoors?
Yeah, so we need 8 feet of ball flight, so between the ball and the net, and then the unit sits behind you 6.5 feet, so ball to the unit 6.5. So you need about 14.5, 15 feet. So it should accommodate your garage to set it up.
And then do you kind of foresee a world where people might be able to take this on the road with them, take it on vacation if they want to set it up for a little indoor simulation while they're at the beach or going over to a buddy's house for the week, something like that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's incredibly portable. So the unit itself, I know you guys can't see for those listening, but it folds down roughly to, I would say, the size of like an iPad mini almost. So there comes in two pieces. There's a tripod base in the actual hardware, and it clips in and sits. So when it clips into two pieces, it comes and it's, if you kind of think of an iPad mini in terms of width wise, that's kind of what you're looking at. So you can fit it, and it comes with a carrying case and put it in your bag, and you can take it and set it up anywhere. So that's the great thing about it. The battery life on it's 4 hours. So if you're at home, you can plug it in and play. And if not, you can take it. I love the beach setup. That would be sweet. Huh? And just, as long as you have a mat and a net, to do kind of that limited flight, you can take it anywhere. So I can't wait to kind of see how people have some other setups.
I'm thinking about going down to, I'll be down in Myrtle Beach a bunch this summer, and also down to the Outer Banks, where you have those kind of like basement rooms where you could swing a golf club. You just didn't have the simulator there. Well, if I could bring the simulator, I'll bring the mat.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that'd be awesome. Can you let folks know about the price point, not only for the actual unit itself, but then once the 1 year subscription runs out, what that looks like on the simulation side?
Yeah, so it's $699, so $699 when you purchase it. And again, that includes the subscription. So year one, that's your fully baked cost. Year two, the subscription is $199 a year. So if you kind of think about, probably most people listening have Netflix, that's probably around your yearly cost of Netflix. And now you can play sim. So the third parties, Awesome Golf and E6 have their own price packages, but ours is very affordable and packed with a lot of features for that.
And if you're kind of one of the people who live in the parts of the world where we live in DC and St. Louis, for you, Justin, that you know, if you can't really go out into the range in 4 or 5 months of the year and not have to wear 3 layers, that's probably totally worth it to be able to do some sim practice in your garage or hitting room.
Absolutely. And I mean, kids, I have 3 boys, 2 of which are old enough to play. And like, it's just great to be able to set it up, you know, and in the winter months when it's not, you can't be as active outside and kind of hit and introduce them to the game and have fun, you know. And it's a truly, you know, like a video game, except they're actually swinging. So it's a great family feature. Or, you know, dad needs to sneak away and get a little bit of his own time. It's great for that too. Or mom.
That's right. Yeah. Well, just get in the garage for a little while. Say you're doing some exercise and hit some golf balls, maybe drink a beer or two and call it a great evening.
Exactly.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us. We appreciate it. Can you let folks know where they can go find out to get more information if they're ready to make the purchase?
Yeah. So we actually, we had pre-orders open. Their response has been so fantastic that we actually had to close pre-orders, but it'll be available in stores March 31st. So, you know, I'm going to miss somebody here, but Golf Galaxy, Dick's Sporting Goods, you know, PGA Superstore, it'll be available on Amazon and on our website as well. So March 31st, is the launch date. And there's those lucky people that got to get it in pre-order. So, we're really excited.
Well, thanks again, Justin. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.